In war and diplomacy, Great Britain has always been a global leader. Next to the United States, it had the largest footprint in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now the UK is disengaging from world events in a dramatic way, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from London.
This may be the most unstable time in Europe since the end of the Cold War. Russia has seized Crimea and is supporting a war in eastern Ukraine. Some European leaders recently met to negotiate a peace treaty. Here's Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov speaking through a translator in February.
Proceeding from proposals formulated by the French president and the German chancellor, there's currently joint work underway.
The French president and the German chancellor. If you notice, there was no mention of the British prime minister. And this absence goes beyond the crisis with Russia. Timothy Garton Ash is a professor of European studies at Oxford University.
I think Britain has taken leave from the world stage in an extraordinary and depressing way. It's marginalized itself in Europe and it's absented itself from most of the great issues on the world stage.
Here's a quick list: Boko Haram in North Africa, the nuclear deal with Iran, the civil war in Syria, and more. All global crises, but ones where Britain plays a minor role, if any. Syria is a useful case study. When President Bashar al-Assad used chemical weapons 2 years ago, Prime Minister David Cameron wanted the UK to go ahead with airstrikes, but Britain's parliament voted him down.
The ayes to the right, 272. The noes to the left, 285. Yeah!
That was a painful lesson for Cameron, but it might have been predictable given the last decade. Iraq and Afghanistan are huge traumas for the UK. Many people in Britain still believe the US dragged the UK into those wars. A few years ago, Britain helped lead the fight in Libya to oust Muammar Gaddafi, and that didn't go well either. Malcolm Chalmers directs the Royal United Services Institute.
Of course, it achieved its immediate objectives and Gaddafi was overthrown. But the outcome of that intervention is far from being a happy one. Libya is a failed state with a civil war going on, with Islamist extremists gaining a safe haven there, which they didn't have before.
That might explain why Britain is sitting out military conflicts. But the country is also pulling away from diplomacy and international organizations like the European Union. Cameron wants to let British voters choose whether to leave the alliance.
What I'm doing is putting the country first and saying the people of the United Kingdom should be able to have a choice.
The UK is in the middle of an election campaign where international affairs barely come up at all. That's because the parties generally agree. They all want to shrink Britain's military budget. And this worries American security experts. Corey Shockey is with the conservative Hoover Institution.
The shrinking size of Britain's defense forces and the shrinking size of Britain's ambition, if this continues much longer, will make them no longer able to stand shoulder to shoulder with us. And that's hugely valuable to the United States because our reflexes are so similar to Britain's.
Ordinarily, the U.S. would try to amplify British voices arguing for a stronger international presence. But in the U.K. these days, it's hard to find anyone making that argument at all. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.